When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great spring game weekend. Now we're on to the summer. Months ahead of nothing in football until the fall. Is that depressing or what?
Way to start the show off on an up note.
I'm in a great mood. Everything's great today.
As long as the White Sox start playing better, we'll all be fine.
Have they won four yet?
I think the White Sox swept the Rays this weekend, believe it or not. I don't know how that happened.
Did they really?
I think they swept the Rays in Chicago. The miracle of all miracles. They've won six games now.
They're back.
They're back.
Jake, that was hilarious. How depressing is that?
Yes.
We start the show off. Come on.
Hey, we're gonna have some happy times today because we're talking about the spring game and everything from the weekend.
There's off-season
after
news.
After idle chit-chat, of course.
There's always off-season news.
Yes, there's portal news and news in general.
Yeah, there'll be probably portal news today out of Nebraska.
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah.
Is that breaking news?
No. Don't press the breaking news thing.
I like to push the breaking news button.
No, but there will be. I mean, there's bound to be, right, Bill? I mean,
and the numbers say yes. Everybody has somebody in the portal. There's a few in there right now that didn't go through spring or whatever, but yes, there will be people in the portal.
I can think of a few off the top of my head. I'm not going to name them.
Yes, give us names.
No, but there's some guys that's pretty evident to me that they'd be looking at it like, yeah, okay, I'm going in. There will be guys that go in. I imagine. Well, they have to go in by. Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the end of the week.
Yeah. Jake, it's official.
Wednesday.
Yeah. So, yeah. Will there be Nebraska players going into the portal? Yes, is my answer. And will Nebraska pull anybody out? I don't know about that one. I don't think so.
Well, a couple days to figure that out now. A couple days. Before we get into bigger football news, you want to get an idle chit-chat off the bat here?
Sure. Yeah.
I had a very awkward encounter on Friday night. And
you haven't told me about the encounter.
I texted Bill about this. I said there was an awkward encounter I had at an event, an 1890 event on Friday. We were invited to that, and I went to it.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
And our friend Sam.
Sam.
We can sit with Sam. Good Sam. Friend. We all know Sam. Sam's a good guy.
Sam?
No, not that Sam. Different Sam. Yeah. Different Sam. We were talking in the buffet line at this event.
That was a buffet line?
There was nice food there. Yeah.
Well, I can imagine.
Really good food, drinks.
This was run by 1890, Peds.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Were all the Peds there?
Yes, I saw. I didn't see Tom, but Sean was there.
Did they have some kind of puffy dessert?
I don't know what that means.
Pinkish puff. Dessert.
Like a Jello dessert?
Yeah, you never see
Jello
that?
Salad.
Didn't seem like the place for
I don't see the Peds ever serving a Jello salad. I don't see it.
Yeah.
No
Jello salad there.
What'd you have in the buffet?
There's like some brisket rolls, spring rolls. Mm. I don't know if that's the right word, but it was brisket spring roll. I don't know how to describe it. It's called brisket rolls on the thing.
That sounds good.
What else do you have? Between mac salad, potato salad?
There was some potato salad there, I believe.
Did you go with potatoes?
I didn't really indulge myself in the food I was going to eat afterwards.
Was
with
there
my
beer there?
Family. There was beer. Oh,
did
yeah,
you
there's
have beer.
Beer? I had some beer.
Okay.
A couple. Two. Just two. I was proper.
Wish I would have went. Okay, what was your awkward
encounter? Okay, the awkward encounter was, it was kind of loud because one of the coaches was, it might have been Rule speaking or Fred speaking at one point. I went to the buffet line to get some food and our friend Sam was also in line. I talked to Sam for a brief minute, but he was saying the words I figured out when I left the line. Are you keeping Bill in check? Okay, I heard him say in my head, "How about Belichick?" So Belichick, the previous night had been on the McAfee broadcast. Oh yeah, well he was great on McAfee. He's like, hey, give me that look. Like, what are you talking about, Belichick? And then we kind of parted ways. And I figured out as I was walking away, oh, he was saying, are you keeping Bill in check? Yeah. I heard
not,
Belichick.
How's Belichick?
Right. How about Belichick? Yeah, he was good awesome. On the McAfee last
night.
That's
awesome. That's awesome.
So,
that's all right.
Confusion with words.
Confusion
because with words.
There
that's
was,
funny.
There, yeah, it was loud in there. I heard Belichick, and I realized quickly he meant keeping Bill.
Oh yeah,
in
he was on
check.
McAfee.
He's on McAfee.
He's
then,
like, what?
Then was he like? Then they hold it. Bill Bush was on McAfee. What?
Yeah,
that could get really.
That
funny.
Was his face. Like, what are you talking about? Oh,
yeah, he's really enjoying retirement.
Yes.
Yeah. And then yeah,
he,
so.
He spoke at the Rules coaching clinic.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Bush did that. Wow.
So I texted Bill. I said, hey, I had a really awkward encounter with Sam I need to tell you about.
He broke up with his girlfriend. Oh, wait a second. I thought he was married. Yeah. Well, you know, Belichick broke
people
up.
People confuse that a lot. Yeah. Me and Belichick. Yeah. Six Super Bowls.
So.
Well,
I
you
thought,
are an accomplished speaker, and apparently Belichick does some of that.
You know. I really enjoyed... Belichick was good. I enjoyed how he ripped on some people for some of their picks. They were pretty good.
Oh, he did that in the coverage of the NFL draft. Yeah, which I didn't pay attention to this year except for Thursday as a sort of assignment for this show. But I didn't. I had my awareness on Friday was
zero.
Well,
I had to text you yesterday late. Like for some questions, for some answers that I didn't know. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. What questions did you have, Bill?
Well, I just didn't know what all went on day three. I had no idea what happened on Saturday whatsoever. And so I just didn't know. Things were going on. And,
wow, we have a lot going on.
And so it wasn't a big part. And like I said, there's no more Houston Oilers, so it doesn't really interest
me. Doesn't interest you.
No, it does not.
Thursday interested you.
Thursday did. I kind of, first round didn't. I said I missed the first part, and it was always just background for me, so I would miss several. I have to come back in and watch the scroll. Okay, who won at 12? Who won at 13? Then I would chime in and watch a little bit. So I kind of enjoyed that. What I was impressed with was Detroit. They smashed the record for attendance. And like someone said, he goes, you know, 90% of the time when you're at that event for those 3 days, 90% of the time the stage is completely empty. There's no one even on it. They're waiting for someone to walk out, and it's just random people to walk out and talk about who was getting drafted. And
I wonder if they juiced it up a little bit with so many people there, like had some more entertainment.
I don't know.
I'd like to go. I would like to go.
The
someday.
Number was just shy of like 800,000 for the 3 days.
Isn't that amazing?
The first day was about 275.
But it broke the record.
It's a lot of people.
Look at this. Outside.
Oh, there's Terrell Farley.
On O Street.
On O Street.
We're, for people who are uninitiated, we are located in downtown Lincoln.
11th and O, 1040 O Street to be exact. And there's Terrell Farley making his way in the studio today in the station. So
he doesn't mind us saying, yeah, the draft went by Saturday and I didn't even give it any thought. It was kind of sad. Yeah. I mean, you're covering a spring game and that's a whole nother animal. But I was vaguely aware that there was a draft going on. And no Nebraska.
Well, Saturday is the rounds 4 through 7. It's very important in terms of depth, and you can get great players.
You really build your team more through rounds 4 through 7 than you do the other ones.
Denying that. But these
so important those guys. A number of people just go back and look at people that are getting their contracts redone. When were they drafted? Oh, 4th round, 5th round, and all of a sudden they're in line of the free agents. They're the ones that are getting the killer deals. And so it's so important to hit on those guys.
Well, and just from my standpoint, from a sports writer standpoint, I used to be locked in hard on the draft.
And then after, when you get to that seventh round, even besides if you just put ego away, you're better being a free agent because all you're always saying is I got drafted.
There's always that back and forth on that. But I've come around, I guess, to your way of thinking on that.
You want to have your options of where you can go because there's no money. There's no money in the seventh round. Zero.
Could I find someone out there that would argue against that? That would say no. You're better off getting drafted because then they have invested in you a little bit more.
They're not investing. To cut a seventh rounder, they don't care.
I don't.
No. Once they get beyond about the fifth
round, I'm with you. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, and there's not. It's not like, well, that's, I tell you what, got drafted. That made me an extra $100K. Nope, not true. And so that's not.
So there's, in a sense, you don't want to get drafted.
No, but ego-wise, you would. It's like, I got drafted. Yeah. It'd still be cooler to be drafted. If someone said I got drafted, I don't care what it was. It'd feel better. Yeah, I was drafted.
Yeah.
So I like that part of it. I wish it was old school back in the day with like 14 rounds. That'd be incredible. I'd love to see it go on for like 6 days.
Why'd they stop that? Why'd that go away?
In the 13th round? Because baseball hasn't. You can go like what, in like the 60th round in baseball?
Is it roster size thing?
Wouldn't you think, though, with the way the NFL loves the draft, the way it is watched, almost 800,000 people were at this event. What, you should expand it because people are going to show up. They're going to watch it. They're going to care about it. Why not? Right?
I agree. If some people get
expand the draft back to 14
rounds.
You just draft a bunch of guys you're going to cut.
Well, sure.
The one pushback that I'll give to defend SIP on the free agency part is that from my friends in the NFL, and several of these are GMs, they're like, it's real simple. When they get the phone call, so-and-so with this team, here's what I have to offer. Mm-hmm. And just know, if this phone call comes to an end without an agreement, verbal agreement over the phone, the next time we talk, it won't be the same. So they're kind of like, and all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, you know what, I'm just going to wait this out a little bit. And then you wait about another 2 hours, and then you call the Giants back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not there anymore. So you got to be prepared when the phone rings to be like, hey, what am I taking? What am I doing?
Just go.
You just better go.
Just go.
Because it's not like, well, you know what? Free agency, Broncos are offering a lot more. No, they're not.
Just go.
It's all the same. So you're better off to just go because you could get left out.
Yeah.
You could get left out. So there's a lot of things go on with it. But that was, like I said, but I did. I thought maybe there'd be a Husker taken maybe late, but there wasn't.
Nope. Nobody went. We'll get to more of where those guys went to next segment in the show. But anything else? I don't chit-chat before we move on.
I heard something interesting yesterday, and I want to present this
about sport.
I don't want to present this as breaking news. But the Alex and Dominic are very interested in boxing, and I think Floyd Mayweather stuck in Dubai because he can't get out because of gambling debts.
Whoa.
And what? He's been challenged by...
Does anybody know this at all?
Yeah, Gervonta Davis knows it because he's all over Twitter. Tank is... I think Gervonta Davis is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Now, everybody's going to say, well, wait a second, what about Bud? No, Gervonta Davis. Anyway, he's apparently has a beef with Mayweather, and he called him out on Twitter and said, not in these sort of words, but in presentable words.
Nice.
Why don't you get on Instagram Live right now and tell everybody where you're at?
Yeah.
And if you're not, just get on there and tell them you're not. But you're in Dubai. You're stuck in Dubai because you can't get home. Get this man home. It's super funny. If you follow Gervonta Davis on Twitter, it's hilarious. Why don't you call 50 Cent and tell him to get you some money?
Wow.
It's just a funny optic to me that Floyd Mayweather may be stuck in Dubai because they won't let him leave.
For a gambling debt.
He makes a lot of money for his fights, too, by the way.
He made $1.5 billion. But, you know, maybe he can't access it, some of it. You know, I don't know.
So you're saying the ATMs are down in Dubai?
No. What if he's $4 million down? Maybe he has to sell a house or something.
Could take a while. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can imagine calling back to the mainland and saying, hey, Margaret, it'll be a couple months now. We got to sell that house and have it soon.
I'll be back in August.
I don't know how quickly this is going to sell. I'm $3 million down right now.
So me and Sip grew up in just an era of boxing that was tremendous.
Oh,
just
God.
Sugar Ray. And
there's still
Hagler,
some out there,
and all this,
though.
And I still, I hope so. But it was just, it was insane.
Yeah.
How it was, and then you get to,
it was insane.
To what it is now, or it's not even close
it's
to the same. But it was just, we grew up in a time that was just
magical.
But Mayweather,
Mayweather.
Yeah. There you go, Mayweather.
Floyd.
Floyd. Has there ever been a less interesting champion?
I don't know about that. I would not go there, Bill. Be careful.
Thought you liked Floyd.
When he was young, I watched some old fights. Alex always shows me these old fights, and instructs me to watch them. Oh no, he was freaky good.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't freaky good. I'm just saying, when's the last time he's ever been talked about? Like, when? Tell me a match when you'd say, remember?
No.
Hearns Hagler?
Well.
When was it Merriweather? When was it?
Man, Canelo. I don't know. I mean, you're right in that sense. When he fought Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
it was pretty big.
But I'm saying interesting.
Yeah.
I'm saying interesting.
Yeah,
it wasn't close
to being.
In
terms of interest, no. Probably not.
I'm not saying he couldn't have beat people. I'm just saying
he could have beat people.
Doesn't interest me.
I know what you're saying. You're talking about the Hagler days, the Hearns days, Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard. Yeah. Those Wilfredo Benitez, those were days, Jake, that stopped your Saturday. I mean,
you stopped.
Yeah, ABC Wide World of Sport.
And the buildup would be about 2 weeks out. Mm-hmm. The buildup would be 2 weeks out. Here's what's coming.
Yeah, Duran's fighting Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Stop your day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that.
That's what I'm saying with Mayweather. No, there wasn't. I don't remember any of those moments.
But here's the thing. If you just go and research it, if you just go watch like a Gervonta Davis fight, you would say to yourself, oh, yeah, he could have beat those guys.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, he's
a
freak. I mean, he dropped Ryan Garcia. They fought. You know, Ryan Garcia just won that big fight. Well, Tank Davis fought him previously and dropped him with a kidney shot. Stopped the fight with a kidney shot. I mean, he went down. Imagine getting knocked out with a kidney shot.
That would suck.
Oh, what's going on?
Harley's cleaning back.
It wouldn't take much to put me down with a kidney shot. I'm saying just think early first round, he's down. What happened? Yep. Kidney shot.
Not get back
wouldn't
up.
Wouldn't take anything.
Think about that level of pain.
So we'll see if he's actually stuck in Dubai.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm presenting that as this is what Gervonta Davis is saying on social media. And it seems like it's true. It's true, I just love that optic. I can't get out of Dubai.
Stuck in Dubai.
Sell a house.
I'll have to sell something, a yacht.
Trying to get a hold of a realtor right now.
Help me out over here.
How quickly could you sell a yacht?
It would be a while. I don't think that would sell real quick.
No.
I don't think. Let's see, put it on eBay or something.
I mean, could you sell
Facebook,
a couple rolls?
Facebook marketplace
for a yacht.
For the yacht.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
How quickly could you sell a Rolls Royce or a home? You know, I don't know.
You got to find the right market. Right
I don't know. How quickly could you sell a home? I don't know.
You can ask an expert, see what they think.
You'd have to just cut the price down. And
this is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That'd be a headache I'd like to have.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's
Lawn Care. Never thought we were going there. I never thought we were going to go with someone stuck in Dubai.
I was freaked out by it last night. It totally encapsulated my brain for about 2 hours.
I can see why.
Yeah, Floyd's stuck in Dubai. And Gervonta says he's got fake hair. He was telling me on Twitter, he's like saying, you got fake hair, fake beard. That's not real.
It's we'll have to investigate ourselves.
These guys are hilarious.
402-440-6297. Please call or text Andrew. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Spring game was on Saturday. Sip, you were there. I was not. I did watch it, though.
You watched it on TV?
Yes. We had the pregame show here. You were here for that. You were at the game. I did not go. But Dylan Raiola was the buzz going in, and he is the buzz coming out of that game. He was 16 for 22, 239 yards, 2 touchdowns, a pick that may or may not have been his fault. It did hit the receiver's hand.
I'd say it was.
You're going to say yes?
I watched it yesterday, yeah. He threw. He had too much on it, in my opinion. Bill would say Sipple's a football expert. He had a little too much mustard on it, and he threw a little behind him. Yeah, I'm saying it. And he took full blame for it, by the way.
Yeah.
Dylan did.
But in the game itself, again, the fans were expecting a lot from him. I think he delivered what you expected, maybe more from what he looked
probably
like.
More.
He hit, you know, his deep ball looked good. He was good on the run. I thought he did a good job buying time. And I hate when people do this because they're going to do it. But they said, well, looks like Patrick Mahomes out there.
I'm not doing that.
That's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to Patrick. It's not fair to Raiola.
It's not fair to Patrick.
It's not fair to anybody. But what you got the fans excited. And they go, I see some similarities over here. Uh-huh. I would not say that. Uh-huh. But he looked, I mean, again, he was very impressive nonetheless.
Yeah, he was. I mean, right out of the gate, he was impressive. And it was interesting to me that he was really nervous to the point where he said he kind of blacked out before the first series. He said the tunnel walk was really emotional for him, and he was nervous, but it helped. He completed his first 4 passes. He got that one off to Fedoni, Thomas Fedoni, right out of the gate, which helped him, 15-yarder. It was Fedoni who did all the work, but that probably helped him settle in. But, yeah, he looked good. All we had was our imagination, really, from the spring, because you don't see anything from the practices. So he was probably a little better than I thought. He performed a little better than I thought. I mean, there's a lot that, you know, we'll see how it looks when he's playing UTEP. It was encouraging. You could say that. And I thought just the amount of players they have, new players on offense, is encouraging. I'm talking about Banks, Nayor, Ja'Cory Barney looked real, right?
He did.
Demetrius Bell looked real before he went down. He got hurt, and that looks like a bad knee injury.
Patel.
Who am I missing in the new receiver realm?
Well, he's not new, but Jalen Lloyd again was very good. 64-yard touchdown pass, a beautiful throw from Raiola, in perfectly thrown there on a dot there from Raiola.
Those are their top 4 receivers. For sure. I'd go Banks, Nayor, Lloyd, Barney. And those guys are good. And you still got Alex Bullock. You have Malachi Coleman didn't play, but you have him.
The touchdown pass, the first one of the game to Janarian Bonner was a beautiful throw. It could not defend that throw.
Bill, you were familiar with Bonner. Bonner's now probably one of their top 6 or 7 receivers. So he kind of went from fullback back to receiver.
Gotcha.
Recruited as a receiver. Went to play fullback, and now he's back at receiver. And, yeah, he's one of their top 6 or 7. They'll have a hard time, I think, narrowing it down. A little bit of a hard time narrowing it down to 6 or 7. But that's a good problem. That's a good. They're not crazy good at receiver, but they're way better than they were. Way better. Wouldn't you say?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, I thought it was a good looking product on the field on Saturday.
Yeah,
it's a spring game. It's just Nebraska versus Nebraska, but the optics seemed better than last year, at least right now.
Yeah, and one thing that was better, they only had two turnovers. I don't think they had
like back to back plays too, right?
Pretty much.
It was pretty much back to back plays.
Within a few plays, Raiola threw that interception that went through Demetrius Bell's hands, and then Daniel Kalen was trying to hit Naor over the middle, and I think a kid named Mason Jones, who I never heard of, got it. Was that right, Mason Jones? Is that who got it?
Yes, Mason Jones, correct. Mason Jones.
So then that was it. There was no, so it wasn't a turnover plagued game like last year. They had eight. So it was clean. It was pretty clean. Pretty clean. Yeah, it was good.
You saw one of the new horses, Dante Dowdell, break free for a 49-yard touchdown run on the outside.
Yeah, Dowdell had a good day.
7 carries, 76 yards for him, average of 10.9 in the 49-yard touchdown run.
He's still, you know, Rule said he hadn't had a run like that this spring where he broke out and outran some guys. There was apparently that was something new. I'd still say Dowdell would be a guy that would be best. He's probably fourth right now. I mean, I don't think you're fourth. I'd say fourth down the depth chart. Emmett Johnson seems like he's number one. And, you know, when Irvin and Ramir Johnson come back, they'd be ahead of him too. So he's still got a battle. But he's only a sophomore. I mean, he's got time. But he looked all right. I liked him in short yardage. You know, Jake, remember down there near the goal line early?
Yes.
They gave it to him twice, and he got in, and he looked good. He looked about like what I thought going in. Why, look at Farley. Look at Farley. Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say to me, Farley, right now? Trying to distract us in here.
What else struck you? I'll tell you one thing, Bill. You notice we don't. There's not really anything to say about defense.
You guys wouldn't have read any defensive highlights. I did not watch the game. That's why I'm not chiming in much. I don't have. All I saw was like eight highlights on the Big Ten Network afterwards. I was out all day Saturday.
Defense.
And there was no defensive highlights.
No.
All you saw was the offensive highlights. So I don't know if there were defensive highlights. Well, and then on some of the, like I said, on the offensive plays that I saw, I was trying to kind of to see, like, okay, who do I know that's on the field as defenders? And I didn't know anybody.
Right. It's like, for instance, Jalen Lloyd, when he caught the long touchdown pass, he beat Rex Guthrie. I think it was Guthrie. See, that's the thing. These things are scary. It was number 12. Josh is nodding his head. And I guess it was Guthrie, but you never know in spring games because sometimes the numbers are all jacked up. But so I'm even careful. I mean, this was an offensive day. It was meant to be an offensive day. Matt Rhule said as much on Thursday before the game. He said, I'm not looking at this as so much as the big red spring game as the red and white shootout. You know, he wanted it to be an offensive day. And it was. I mean, that's
One thing defensively as a bummer was Bly Hill, who was trending to be a starting cornerback, likely hurt himself. Got first half, correct? Sip on the first half?
Yeah, second quarter.
Patella injury is what Matt Rhule said in post game. So we'll see how long he's out for. Could be out for the season. Well, who knows at this point, but at least for a while.
How did the injury happen?
Non-contact.
Was it non-contact?
Non-contact.
I love that one. Well, that phrase, that makes me want to lose my mind. They always say that. Even Jake Arthur, well, it's non-contact.
I'm sorry.
Because 80% of the ACLs and patellas are non-contact. They're cutting injuries.
Yeah, it was a cutting. It was a cutting situation.
Cutting.
I think he was
cutting. They always want to bring it up like, God, there's no contact. Well, that's not where that injury happens.
Here's the thing. I didn't see it. I just saw him down. Mm. So, you know, I'm always watching a quarterback. I watch games like my mom. I just follow the ball. And I didn't see it happen, but what happened that was unfortunate was within a few plays, Demetrius Bell and Bly Hill went down. And those are two guys are counting on.
Yeah. That's a tough, that's the worst part about it. But at some point in time, you also, people are always, what are they doing? What happened? I've seen that, like I said, because a lot of injuries are non-contact. So a lot of times these injuries happen and, hey, we're not scrimmaging. The injuries still happen because they're non-contact. So, yeah, at some point in time, you still have to play. Right away, everybody's probably upset. Like, well, We lost two guys. Two guys that are going to be play. Still got to play. You still have to be able to play football. And so it's just one of those unfortunate situations.
It's really unfortunate. It really is. I mean, but I'm with Bill. You can't stop the game. You can't. It is what it is. Oh, I hate that comment too. But Demetrius Bell, don't underestimate that one. He was going to be one of their top six. He looked good. I mean, in the time that he played, I thought he looked really good. But Barney, see, I'm always a little skeptical when people are telling me a 5'10", 170-pound freshman is going to be a main contributor. You know me. I'm not big on smaller guys. But he's real. I mean, he's got it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. He's super fast, but it's not just that, because I've seen a lot of super fast guys who can't play football.
He also had a 78-yard kickoff return in this game, too. And some explosiveness.
Bill saw that. He got tackled by the kicker.
By the kicker, yeah.
By Alvano.
Alvano got him.
He thought Alvano was on his team.
I know. It's hilarious. it was funny. I was one of the highlights I saw.
So yeah, he got off funny. The ground. He was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, he mistakenly thought Alvano was on his team.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what, according to Rule. I think that's what Rule said. But Barney's striking to me. Hmm. I mean, he's good. He has a gift for catching a football. He's a tough kid. He'll be their probably fourth receiver, is my guess. I shouldn't do that, but the way I look at it is Banks, Nayor, Lloyd, Barney. If I was going to put them in a pecking order, Lloyd's good. Nayor's good. I mean, Nayor looks good. I mean, I think he's dialed in.
Yeah, he's solid. Also, some people were upset about Tristan Alvano, not just the tackle there on Barney, but
missed a couple
two field missed field goals at the end of the first half.
He missed a 32-yarder, I think, and a 43-yarder. Is that right?
That's correct.
32-yarder and a 43-yarder?
He made a 40-yarder late in the fourth quarter.
Yes,
he did make a kick. But, yeah, his two kicks to end the first half. Pulled the first one way left.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Were they both left?
Both of them
yeah,
left.
Both were
yeah.
way
he
left.
Pulled them
yeah.
both way left. He needed to make that 40-yarder. He needed to make
it. And he did. Made the last one.
Bill, in terms of evaluating defense, it's really hard to do in a spring game. I don't know what you would say to this, but for me, I can't. Like, because they're mix and matched a lot. You don't know who's even – it's hard to even say who's out there sometimes. So –
that was my question I asked you on the phone yesterday. Was like, how were they divided up? Was it true like ones on
yes.
ones and fours, twos and threes?
No, it was ones versus ones, twos versus twos, etc. But it only goes to three nowadays. So that's what it was supposed to be anyway. I'm not sure it really shook out that way. And again, it's hard to evaluate. But the one thing you can do, you can have two separate conversations. Yes, I heard from people that said, I mean, yeah, Raiola looked good, but what was he throwing against? Yeah, that's true, but he still looked good. I mean, I look at him separately. Yeah, he wasn't going against much, and there is that part of the conversation, but what he did was still good. It looked good to me. I mean, he operated well. He threw passes that were – he has a fastball. He can take – then he has a changeup. He can throw the deep ball. When I say fastball, he threw a ball early to somebody that he had to fit in a window, and it was a 100-mile fastball. I mean, he can let it go. So can Harburg, by the way. That pass to Borkacher was you know what the best pass of the day was, Jake? It was the pass to Borkacher that over the middle.
Yes.
Where they run four verticals.
Walk me through that.
Yeah. Look at Bill.
Walk me through that.
I was waiting to put that on you.
Cover 3 meter.
I don't know, but yes. They run four verticals. Heinrich likes the four verticals. And he hit Borkacher over the middle. Borkacher was one of the over-the-middle verticals. And he threw it right over two defenders, and Borkacher made a great catch. 61-yard gain. That was the best pass of the day, I thought. I thought that was – although Dylan would kill me for saying that because he threw a couple good deep balls too.
He did.
Yeah, Heinrich looked good too. Heinrich looked pretty good. And Kalen looked all right. I mean, they were all there's good quarterback playing this.
So how do you rate the quarterback depth? Give me the depth charts.
It's Dylan, Heinrich, Kalen. I think that's what it is.
But
what I had heard going in, and that's what it looked like.
For those who are out there skeptical, hey, is Nebraska's depth chart okay to not go pursue a transfer quarterback? How's that question this morning after what you saw? Again, I thought very impressive, like you said, by the quarterbacks. Raiola was excellent. Harburg was good. Kalen was good. But is that enough to stay away from a transfer quarterback possibly?
Well, first of all, I can't answer until I know all three stay.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't – I'm not suggesting – I have no inside knowledge that anybody's thinking about it or whatever. But – I can't answer that until I know all three are still there. I don't know. But it's pretty,
okay, in a perfect world, if they all stay. How about that? Hypothetically, they all stay here.
I thought Jack Walkie looked okay. I mean, serviceable.
He was 2 for 4.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to find a guy who's willing to come into a situation where it's very... It's pretty much, you know, you'd be coming into a situation where you have a 5-star quarterback who's going to start as a freshman and a guy who was 5-3 last year who's probably going to be the backup. And then the third guy is a pretty highly rated guy who's only a freshman. So you'd have to have a guy who's willing to kind of take a back seat, right?
Yeah, it's a tough fit.
Yeah.
Very, very tough fit.
Most guys don't want to take it. They're in the portal because they don't want to take a back seat. I think the answer is no, as long as all three stay.
We'll see. But again, I think people walked away from the spring game happy with what they saw, optimistic about the season ahead, which I think is usually the case, but more so than maybe even last year from the spring game is what the takeaway I heard from the fans at least was.
Well, they're going to be better at quarterback. All right?
They have to be.
They're going to be better.
They have to be.
Yeah. They will be. I mean, yeah, that quarterback didn't go well last year. They'll be better there, so... Start it with that. And I think they're better. They have better receivers. The rest of it's kind of remain to be seen.
We will see. Let's get an update on the draft when we come back, an early break in the ticket.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.